My next guest is really fun, and we need fun. Sometimes we need fun. We're talking about, these are heavy issues. Let's have a little fun with her personality. I just love her name is Karen Cataline. KarenCataline.com is her website. Karen, K-A-R-E-N-K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. KarenCataline.com. She's an author. She's a radio talk show, and she's an entertainer. And we're excited to have her and get her view on you know, what's going on in the world. Karen, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
My uncle and I were discussing before you came on the end of the news segment about, you know, there's one of there's probably 20 things that in somebody sitting at home, they don't have to be big things. You know, you don't have to go to the street with a sign. There's probably 20 simple things you can do to push back in your speech, in your actions, in your ideas. Some things are changing. I think people are getting irate about certain things. Your overall impression about America's response to what we're seeing?
Well, let's just say I'm unimpressed. I'm always happy to see and hear that there's more pushback, but look how long it took. I don't want to be negative about it because I'm willing to applaud any kind of pushback, and we don't all have to march in lockstep like the Democrats want us to. I would love to see those 20 steps because I have some ideas as well, and everybody has a different thing that makes their, you know, that's a visceral reaction to something really, really diabolical going on in our country since March. The masks, for me, are it, not because it is an end-all be-all, but because it symbolizes so very much about what is wrong right now in our country.
Well, explain
and
that.
The
what
line
does it
over
symbolize?
Which we've crossed.
Go ahead. What do the masks symbolize for you?
Well, first off, from a commentator point of view, just think about everything a mask symbolizes. In politics, we have the unmasking of General Flynn. We have the masks of Antifa. We have masks of criminals who want to commit crimes without being identified. And now we have the attempt to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals while turning criminals into victims. And by doing so, they want all of us to be masked. And as I wrote, I write a lot of stuff, okay? I just put out two pieces at my website, shameless plug, KarenCataline.com. And one of them is, it doesn't matter whether the masks work or not. We get caught up in the debate about whether they work or not, and we forget that it doesn't matter if you're being forced to do it. Why should these dictators give the phony impression that they're trying to convince us of something they're trying to force us into? It is not required, necessary, or constitutional to force people into masks. But from a psychology standpoint, and I know I am verbose, but I have a lot to say. From a psychology standpoint, the masks act as a psyop, a psychological operation to make us submissive, to muzzle us, to look down at our feet, to show obedience, to show deference to people that do not deserve it, to be suspicious of one another, and to snitch on our neighbor, and to accept and swallow something that is so preposterous as if to say, if you wear a mask, you have to demand that your fellow citizens agree with you and march in goose step because you're wearing one. That's not America. That's not what America is about. And I want to see a whole lot more pushback, including flash mobs in grocery stores, which I call government grocery stores, because now the government is enlisting and exploiting big box government stores to do their bidding for them. They can't legitimately demand these things, but they can threaten big box stores or bribe or blackmail them into turning their own customers away if they don't do the government's bidding. This is evil, evil stuff, and we have to fight back on every front. How's that for a long
I like it. We're getting our money's worth out of you, Karen. I talked to one of my good friends.
Not that I have any strong feelings about this. You understand, right?
I talked to one of my good friends, and we were talking about the masks, and the argument I'm getting from people is, well, it's just rude, not, it's considerate to wear your mask for other people. You're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for other people. And then I pop back, well, you know the mask doesn't protect you from COVID. It says it right on the box. He looked at me like I had a third arm growing out of my head. And he's like, what?
Well, and,
like he'd never even heard that.
Think about this. Think about what that message is. It means that if you're concerned about preserving your own right to free choice, and I used to think the left were, quote, pro-choice. They aren't at all. So if you're interested in thinking for yourself, preserving your free will, and even your opponent's rights to disagree with you, you're selfish and inconsiderate.
Oh,
this
my gosh,
is a fraud.
Karen.
What?
Karen, that is the greatest thing you will say. What you just said is the most profound thing that you will say this whole interview. That'll be my prediction. That is exceptionally profound. Well, and it goes, you know, the Bill of Rights. This is what I've been said. They're going to blame the Bill of Rights on this. It's the Bill of Rights' fault. It's Thomas Jefferson's fault. It's our freedom's fault. Our freedom is killing us. Your freedom destroys you.
Right. Right. As well as anything. I mean, first of all, you're right. It is very important because when I say it's a psyop, I mean that they're trying to turn the way you think, the way you live, upside down and backwards. They've been doing it for a long time. And yet people still pick and choose about what they listen to. You know, the media that has lied and lied and lied and lied to us, we still listen to them. Oh, maybe the COVID is getting bigger. You know, once somebody shows you who they are and that they will lie when the truth will do, you don't listen to them anymore and you surely don't believe them. So what they're trying to do is demonize anything and everything that has made this country great. That's why Donald Trump's slogan caught on so well, because all the things that are the underpinnings of this great land that we love so much and we better start standing up for are the things they hate and have tried to demonize, from the family to people of faith to our Second Amendment rights to defend ourselves to our free speech, every one of our Bill of Rights, all of it has been under attack. And now they're going for broke. So we cannot afford to listen to these people. We have to reinterpret what they're saying so we realize what they're after. They're trying to get you to think that you'll die if you don't listen to them. That's what they said at the beginning. You're going to kill grandma if you don't do what we say. I mean, who
like
buys
they care
that?
About
you
grandma.
Know what?
You know, like they really care about grandma. Bill Gates, you know, famously said, well, we can either keep you alive or keep grandma alive or we can hire 10 teachers. Remember that? Remember that line by Bill Gates? Like they care about grandma.
Well, and these are people, I hate to be so radical, but, you know, I don't really care anymore. And it isn't radical. It isn't radical. These are people who worship death. You know, they worship death in the sense that they elevate rioters, looters, people who burn cities to the ground, but they're going to jail you and fine you if you don't do as they say and wear a piece of cloth on your face. Now, in Yiddish, because I'm Jewish, we call that a shmata, a rag on your face, just to telegraph and virtue signal that you won't, they won't have any problem from you. And they can easier identify dissent among the masses. We never thought we'd see this in the United States of America. And I think that's one of the reasons people haven't pushed back. I think they were gobsmacked. I think people were so stunned and so horrified that this could happen in the United States of America under our very noses, and the rest of them were just terrified and being told that this is a deadly virus. It isn't. It isn't. We know it's not. It's 99.8% non-lethal, and yet they're doing all this, and people wonder, gee, are they honest? Are they doing this honestly? Of course they're not.
Well, there's a saying. There's a saying my aunt told me. It said Americans are dumb, but they're not stupid. So you know, we accept a lot. We accept a lot, and maybe at first we were pretty dumb about this, but I don't know if we're stupid about it. I'm encouraged because Walmart changed their policy about masks. They started. They said every Walmart.
See, I'm not.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I am encouraged about that point. Walmart backed down their policy. Some of the others, yeah. I can't remember the other. Home Depot.
I wrote a piece about that.
Go ahead. Explain to me why you're not.
I'm not encouraged from the standpoint that we have to keep the pressure up on them. I'm glad anybody, any tyrant, backs down. So I'm not exactly disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is I want to see flash mobs. I want to see people boycotting Walmart, King Soopers, Kroger, City Markets. Well, there are these brush fires happening, and I even have a recommendation on how to do it. You get like 50 people. You let them trickle in because, of course, they have to dictate to you how many people can go into a store, whatever they're doing. Right? And you walk in with a mask, and there was only one time in 5 months I've worn a mask, and it was cheesecloth. Literally, it attracts dust. Okay? It's cheesecloth and two rubber bands. And you walk in because in the most, like, Sprouts and some of these places that are lefty-owned, and you fill your cart, which, of course, you can't get conservatives and Christian conservatives to do anything even remotely unnice, but you do it anyway. And then at the appropriate time, you remove your mask, you sing the national anthem, because, of course, it ends with the land of the free and the home of the brave, and you walk out. That's what you do. And you leave the stuff in the cart. Maybe you leave a little note that says, this is what you could have sold. Or stop treating us like 5-year-olds. Your job is to teach it, is to sell us socks and hamburgers, not to do the government's bidding. And you have to fight this because even libertarians do not understand. Well, they're private businesses. You know what? When they're doing the government's bidding, they're no longer private businesses. And now we know why they were getting special treatment while they shut down all the mom and pop stores.
Well, I think that's a really good point. The five and dime, the local five and dime is closed, but Walmart's wide open. This virus is the worst thing.
And why is that? Because they're getting bennies from the government.
Yeah, exactly. This virus is the worst thing since the bubonic plague, but yet we can go to Walmart. I mean, it makes no sense what they're saying. Now, Walmart is saying that they don't have change anymore. Will you please make direct change, or will you please pay with a card? Because we have a coin shortage. And I've talked about, is this a segue into cashless society? Is this a segue into the vaccine?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
And you have to say, forgive my language, you have to say no. No, and hell no. Absolutely not. Do not play the game. Don't play it. We must defy tyranny. Because if we don't defy tyranny today, we won't have the right or the ability to defy it tomorrow.
Oh,
and yes,
gosh.
I'm not seeing nearly enough pushback as I'd like to see.
Well, what do you want people to do?
Because people are ignorant. What?
Okay, the person at home, Grandma Jones, is sitting at home listening to this show or, you know, whatever. What do you want her to do? What would you like to see her
well,
do?
Well, I'll tell you what. We believe in independence of spirit, independence of thought, and free will.
Yes.
So I'm going to suggest people do things but not demand them like the left does. We are thinking we have to fight the battle the way they do. And what we believe in and have always believed in is individuality. If you are over 70 and you're concerned about this virus or you're vulnerable, I have asthma, but I will not wear a mask. I got a note from my doctor. You know, I won't, I can't, I refuse to wear a mask. But if you want to wear one, we're not the people that are going to demonize you for it the same way the left will demonize us for not marching in lockstep. That being said, it's time to keep your own counsel and do some soul searching about what it is you're really, really afraid of. If, for example, I mean, it's hard for me to answer your question because so many things come to my head at the same time. But I have been very frustrated with Christians and Jews in general, not specifically. I know some wonderful ones, and I happen to be of the Jewish persuasion, who are doing the bidding of the government while they're being persecuted, religiously persecuted, and even rules are being imposed on them that aren't imposed on restaurants. Now, it isn't enough to say, well, I want you to restrict this as much as you restrict restaurants. No. It's time to realize that our First Amendment guarantees our rights to religious freedom regardless. And we have to know what we stand for. And so I believe that any time you can defy tyranny, you should do it, especially now when this country is in grave
All right, let me interject, because I'm just kind of playing the other side. I'm just trying to think, you know, throw some things out there.
Sure.
I know, because I've talked to some of these people, that the idea about church is kind of put in an awkward position. And by that, here's what I mean. Well, if somebody does get sick at church, then I feel responsible for them. Then I feel like, well, if we didn't segregate, if we didn't social distance, so I'm going to do this to err on the side of caution. So they're erring on the side of caution to prevent this possible, you know, grandma might get sick and she might die of coronavirus. So that's their mindset. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's their mindset.
No,
how would you answer that?
I wrote about that very thing. I mean, when I wrote this piece, which is on my website, and I'm only saying it because it's funny that you happen to be mentioning it right this very minute, I try to anticipate the kinds of things. I'm going to look it up right now because I don't even know what I wrote. Okay. Tell me what you fear, and I'll tell you what you really believe.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay. And so here's the thing. When you're dealing with, I believe liberalism and leftism of today is a cult. It really is not occult, although it could be that too. It's a cult, which means it preys on your greatest weaknesses, your greatest ignorance, and your greatest flaws, of which we all have, in order to get you to obey and to submit to what they want. It is also diabolical, and it's not as if this just happened yesterday, that they're using the threat of a virus, which we all know is not fatal to less than 0.2% of the population, but people are still scared. So when you fall for something, people don't like to admit that they have been duped, number one, and they don't like to admit that there's an emotional reason for why they're falling for something. So you have to really provide an emotional argument, because you can't reason or intellectualize with people, even though to me, it drives me crazy that people who claim, and I'm talking about rabbis I've talked to, who claim that they have faith in God and God is in control, but yet they're going to believe the government instead of God. You know what I mean? I'm not saying God is telling you not to wear a mask, okay? What I'm saying is that the fear, if you come from a place of fear, you're never going to be able to see through the con that is being perpetrated upon us.
And what is the biggest con? What is the biggest lie that we are being told throughout this whole thing? What is the big con?
There's so much, but the whole con...
What is the biggest? Put your finger on one if you can.
Let me answer it this way. Everything that's happened since March, the riots, the virus, all of it makes no sense at all, unless you plug in a motive of one world socialist/communist government.
I agree.
Once you do that,
agree more.
It all makes sense. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of separate incidents, and people say, oh, they're doing it because they want mail-in ballots. Well, that's true. They're doing it because they want to get rid of Trump. That's true. Trump is about the only thing plus us that stands in the way of their plan. But once you realize that communist socialist government means that we must eradicate the Constitution, eradicate America, and eradicate free will. It is that serious. The problem is people don't want to believe it because nobody wants to believe that people they used to trust do not have their best interests at heart.
The value of the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, it's the greatest event in at least a couple thousand years that has occurred in mankind. The greatest event is that, and yet our countrymen do not see the value in it anymore. I don't think. That's one of the things that's really bothered me. I think that's where we're kind of losing this debate. Your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think that as the con artist too, believe it or not, George W. Bush, we've been de-edumacated, okay? only the most hardcore, like your listeners and mine, people who care enough to listen to your program, appreciate, love, and revere the brilliance of our founders. It's not an accident that these anarchists are trying to destroy the reputation of our founders. They don't teach it. They want to teach ignorance and replace it with socialism, but they also want us, I mean, they're teaching suicide to people. Even the criminals that they let out of jail just in time to riot in the streets. Oh, and it was because of coronavirus, right? Even those people are being used as useful idiots. They're being told, you get to do whatever you want, but guess what? Secretively, if you get killed, we don't really care because you're advancing our cause. And they think it's their cause, but it isn't. So that's what's really going on. It's evil. I have never thought I would be alive to watch it. And we do have a responsibility to do everything we can to stop the direction this is going. Anything and everything. We can't do it all, but we all can do something, and we must defy it.
We are talking to Karen Cataline. KarenCataline.com is our website, author, radio, obviously personality, obviously opinionated woman, and we're glad to have her on here. We got about 30 seconds before the first break here, the only break. Vaccines. You know, I've said that this mask discussion kind of is the precursor to the forced vaccine discussion. If we don't win this discussion, now we're having a vaccine. We're having a toxin discussion. That's my mindset. We got about 30 seconds. Maybe get into that a little bit and we'll go on the other side.
Well, there's no doubt but that every win creates emboldened Marxists. They never give up. They never stop. They will never stop. It's a broken window theory. If you give them this today, they'll be doing a lot more tomorrow.
There's the break. Karen Cataline. Cataline.com. KarenCataline.com. More on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Provocative thought here.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils that we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com is a great place to get all the products that change and bless and enhance your life. It is about power, it is about life, it is about liberty, it is about the pursuit of happiness. And that's the American ideal. No matter where you are across the world, that's really the purpose of our life, isn't it? Our Creator has endowed us with certain unalienable rights. Is that not the greatest political idea that has ever been presented? Is it not? Well, the Power Mall is a great place for you to enhance all those things. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Tomorrow we're going to have the new NanoSilver. You're going to love to hear about this. It's important. I got a great sale on it, too. We're talking to Karen Cataline and KarenCataline.com. Now Bill Gates is out there. I don't know what gave him a medical degree, and now he's the czar of all things medical for some reasons. I don't know. He says our life's not going to be normal till we get a vaccine. And, I hear a lot about forcing vaccines or pushing vaccines or controlled vaccines. And I'm not crazy because I'm seeing other countries being so controlling about where we're going or what have you. Make sense of any of that for you. Does this scare you? Does this concern you? Does this make you irate? What?
The left scares me and has for many years now. I think it speaks volumes that nobody's talking about forced vaccines here. And that's why, and yet people, grassroots people are worried about it and nobody's talking about it because remember, masks were recommended in the first place and now they are demanded. Now you're being forced back into house arrest if you refuse to wear a mask. I have to drive 10 miles to go to a grocery store. Gee, I think that's discrimination, but it's okay because they're doing it, right? As far as the vaccines go, of course, nobody is supposed to look at the man behind the curtain who is so highly invested in these vaccines and claiming that the vaccines are the answer to everything, assuming, just ignoring, that yet again, the fatality rate of this virus is minuscule. But since they've already succeeded in scaring people half to death, and I mean that as a pun literally, they probably are succeeding beyond their wildest dreams of controlling and shutting down freedom in this country. So, yes, I believe that they will eventually force vaccines. It seems obvious. What bothers me yet again is that you have to look at the patterns of these people. Have they shown an ounce of restraint? No. Have they ever once said, except when it was politically expedient, well, I can't do that. That would be unconstitutional. No, they've never said that. This is all orchestrated to slowly but surely, or as my husband says, slowly but surely, shut down freedom and dissent and independence of thought in this country, and to demonize anybody who does. There's nothing new under the sun. This reminds me of the old Soviet Union. What breaks my heart is the number of people that have laid their lives down for this country and for our freedom, and people are too ignorant to know what they have until they've lost it.
Do you think that, see, I think they have a real problem on the vaccines. I think this is going to get pushed out because there's a certain percentage of America who now has a retarded child sitting in their back bedroom, 18 years old in diapers, beating their head. And the doctors have told them, well, the mother shook it. And the mother says, no, I was there. You destroyed my child. I hate you and everything that you stand for. And those people, along other people like myself and certain people, there's a certain percentage. I don't know what that is. Is it 10%? Is it 5? Is it 20%? I don't know what it is. A certain percentage of America, there is no way on God's green earth that they are getting a vaccine in those people. There is no way. That's what
there
I believe.
There shouldn't be.
Do you
there
agree?
Should not be.
Do you think that's true?
Yes, I do. I think everybody has their line in the sand, and as far as I'm concerned, we crossed it a long time ago with forced lockdowns, with putting healthy, normal, law-abiding citizens under house arrest, along with the people that are most vulnerable, and then picking and choosing who's essential and who's not. As far as I'm concerned, we crossed the Rubicon a long time ago. What is amazing is that people still don't think so. I still talk to people on Facebook who say to me, well, this is only temporary. I say, really?
Wow.
Really? Have you seen any evidence that it's temporary? Have you seen any evidence?
Well, they
evidence?
Told me. Wait a minute, Karen. Yeah. They told me it was temporary.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I
what
have no
mean?
Time for those people. I have time for people who have a sphere of influence, who recognize the seriousness, the absolute dire condition that this country and her liberty is in, and recognizes that all the things they're attacking are precisely what will save us, right? God, guns. I'm not saying we strike first. I'm not advocating any kind of violence. I believe in nonviolent resistance, okay? I think anybody who's never seen the film Gandhi from 1982, from starring
Ben Kingsley. Yeah.
It is, look, Gandhi's philosophies could not have succeeded everywhere, and he had flaws, most certainly, and just because I like his philosophies to be applied to some things doesn't mean they should be applied to all. Again, this broad brush thing is what leftists want us to do. You know, intellectual laziness, no real care in discerning the difference between one situation and another. But this situation warrants nonviolent civil disobedience. And I think that it's very important. Hang on. I think it's very important, if you haven't ever seen the movie, to watch it, because it's a treatise on, it's a political treatise on what to do. He says, among my favorite quotes, he says, 100,000 Englishmen simply cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate. And it's time to stop cooperating. I had a piece in Western Journal. 56,000 people, reacted to that piece, biggest piece I ever had in Western Journal. And I quoted at the very end, Gandhi. and that is we can't or don't need to march all in lockstep. We all must defy tyranny, whether that's a flash mob at your local Walmart. And I never really did answer that question well enough, which is, until Walmart ceases to be an arm of the government, I think we should still protest them. I don't need my Walmart putting arrows on the floor to tell me which way to walk. I will not comply with a Walmart that tells me, or a King Soopers, that's what we have in our neck of the woods, Kroger, that pipes in subliminal messages about how we're all in this together and we have to social distance. This is all nonsense. Nonsensical. If you want to do it, great. Do it. But don't force other people, your fellow citizens, and take away their rights to make their determination. Yes, we need to fight back.
Let me piggyback what you said about Gandhi. Martin Luther King learned a lot from Gandhi. I don't know if people know that. His tactics that he used, he got from Gandhi.
And well, I guess where Gandhi got them, so, you know, a lot of different people. Henry David Thoreau. Gandhi studied Henry David Thoreau, and Martin Luther King used nonviolent resistance. Here's the reason I think the mask is so important. If you watch Gandhi, a lot of people have started watching it because I've been talking about it on all these radio programs I do. And at one point, he does a march to the sea to make salt. And the Brits think that's the dumbest, most ridiculous thing in the world. And it turns out that everything he does is strategic. He doesn't look at just something at face value. He marched to the salt to make salt to the sea because it's an Indian ocean and the English outlaw the ability of Indians to make their own salt in their own country. Okay? The mask is similarly symbolic from the standpoint of muzzling dissent, isolating people who refuse, sublimating people's free will. You can't, we all look alike, we act alike, we're resembling China in the sense that everybody's doing as they're told and you can't see a facial expression, you can't communicate one to another. All of these things are required. Breaking down that free will in a cult is what is required to, build followers and
a compliant, compliant
public. It's a control issue. It's all about control.
You mentioned nonviolent resistance. Well, I'll tell you, you mentioned guns. Owning a gun is a nonviolent form of resistance. That's owning a gun is not a violent act. It is a nonviolent act. I own a gun. That's not violent. But it is an act of resistance because of what it stands for and what you're talking about, these symbols. Owning a gun means the political power. The power is in you. It is a nonviolent act that demonstrates your power. And that's what
Absolutely.
This mask is doing to you. It is taking mm-hmm. away your power. Not wearing a mask is a nonviolent act of resistance demonstrating your power. And that's what all this is about. This is a battle for your power. Are you endowed by your creator or aren't you? Because somebody wants to take that power and control it and manipulate it and use it for their gain. That is what all this is about.
So well put. You don't need me, Daniel. But let me say a word about guns and about the Second Amendment. You can't look at any of this in a vacuum. Remember, not very long ago, when they were fighting like crazy against the Second Amendment, and they kept saying, first they said, we don't want to take away your guns. Then Beto O'Rourke said, we do want to take away your guns. Then they said, what do you need a gun for? We have the cops. Now they want to take away the cops. Okay?
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
What really is going on is disarming physically, emotionally, and materially their opposition.
That's right.
They want any criminal. You know, when they were fighting so hard and upping the ante again and again and again, believe me, if they could have taken away every single gun in this country, they would have done it. But they knew they would have had a revolution.
Well, see, okay, let me interject right there. Because you said you're not encouraged. See, that's the one issue that I've actually seen America turn the TV off and get off the couch and do something about. And that's why they haven't made hardly, really, very little ground on guns in America, at least certain parts of America, not California, not New York. But the rest of America, they've made very little ground about guns. That is the one issue, that I've seen Americans get off the couch and say, hell no, I don't care what you say.
Well,
your thought on that.
And look at, well, it's true. And look at why. Partly because they have made that connection between tyranny and being able to defend yourself and your family. Now they're talking about contact tracing and, you know, breaking into people's homes and taking away their guns without due process, called the red flag bill. They have shown themselves and tipped their hand in every which way they can. But somehow people don't make the connection between masks and tyranny like they do with guns and tyranny.
Because they're scared. They're scared.
Well, yeah.
They're scared. If I don't wear my mask, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to die. There was an old guy I know. I saw him at the gas station. I mean, I know him fairly well. I said, hey, Cotton, good to see you. And I went up to him. He snapped, got his mask as fast as he could and put it on because I didn't have a mask on. He was scared out of his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that tells you everything you need to know. No, there isn't something. There's something that should tell people everything they need to know. Why am I so adamant? Why do I sound so sure? Is it because I'm a loudmouth Jewish woman who just has an opinion and you should just, you know, forget listening to me? No. Look at the players of every single one of these tactics. That's all you have to do. This is indeed a chess game. And all the players who are trying, now the left controls the Democrat Party. There's just no doubt about it. All the left are the ones who are the most restrictive, the most tyrannical, and the most socialist of any of them. They are marching in lockstep. It is astounding to me that in the 60s, these were the people who believed in free speech and the Bill of Rights. These were the people who were screaming bloody murder against the man for not allowing them to express themselves. And yet now they are so dutifully, as soon as a Democrat governor, whether it's in Seattle or Oregon or Colorado, says, you have to do this, and I'm making this blanket edict on an entire state that has, and in counties that have no deaths from coronavirus at all, and you have to do it, they dutifully not only put on their masks, but they become the snitches for people who don't. All right, so it is indeed a cult. That's what it is. So you have to, my point is, though, that the people who are all in for this whole scenario, from not holding rioters and looters accountable, no matter what color they are, to being totally not even there when they deface capitals like they did in Denver, and not using the power they're supposed to have to protect law-abiding citizens. It's always the same players. It was the same players that tried to impeach Donald Trump with no evidence. It was the same player that was trying to demonize him with the Mueller hearings for 3.5 years. They came up with nothing. Same players said, oh, yeah, but there's still something.
Well, they had evidence.
You've got to look at a pattern eventually.
They had evidence, Karen. They made it up. They have plenty of evidence. They made it up.
Yeah,
you've got
to look at the pattern of behavior.
Let me pause you, because we're all about solutions here. I know our audience is listening to you. They just agreed with everything that you said, and now they're sitting at home and they're saying, "Okay, Karen, what can I do about it?"
Okay, I love those questions, and I'm certainly not the end-all, be-all. I invite and encourage people to contact me and tell me what they're doing. I like the idea of flash mobs in Walmart, because there are Walmarts all over this country, and until they abandon the law altogether, there's still a government grocery store. But there are other things you can do. Anything they tell you that they're adamant about, like they're adamant about the masks, don't wear the mask unless you feel like you really need to. I mean, you know, I respect people's choices, but find other things to defy them on. Defy them. You know, it's risky. Liberty is risky. But assess your county and your environment.
No, liberty is not risky. No, liberty is not risky. If they know anything, if we know anything about history, tyranny is risky. Government is risky.
Tyranny is deadly.
It's
the biggest virus there is.
That's right. Government is the biggest virus. It is a parasite. Our government is a parasite.
And the longer you allow liberty to falter, the harder it is to get it back. Much, much harder. So we must defy. I don't know how long you have, but in Gandhi he says, I've always agreed with defying unjust laws. The Constitution is on our side. We must defy, and we must be leaders in our own sphere of influence. Decide for yourself what you're going to defy, and then defy it for all you're worth, and don't apologize. The more people do it, the more they realize that we're in control, they're not.
Well, I think that the solution is the Bill of Rights, because that's our argument, because they always have an argument, and they're trying to take the moral high ground. Well, don't you care about old people? I mean, you can make them sick. Well, no, it doesn't. Well, it helps, doesn't it? I mean, are you selfish or what? The trump card to all this is the Bill of Rights. Is the Bill of Rights the law or isn't it? Are we endowed by our creator or aren't we?
Yeah.
Which one?
The psychology of the trump card is you have to be willing to tolerate being unliked. If you care so much about being liked, you'd be a Democrat by now. So if they're calling you a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, you know that you're getting to them.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I'll take the tag. I'll wear it on a T-shirt if I need to. That's fine.
There
I'm a racist homophobe. What else? Fine. That's me.
We have a governor in Colorado that has called us selfish bastards, stupid, and yet he has not yet, for a month and a half, cleaned up the Capitol that looks like a disgrace. They've disgraced the Capitol building in Denver, Colorado, and yet he's throwing around orders to the rest of us.
All right, we got about
amazing,
5 minutes.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's stunning. We got about less than 5 minutes. I want to transition a little bit. Here's a story out of Zero Hedge. The Fed is planning to send money directly to Americans in the next crisis. You mentioned the economic impact and this is temporary. I mean, you fast forward this a year, and when there's an earthquake in the ocean, it takes a while for that wave to hit the shore. I think the earthquake has happened, and this is going to take, we're just waiting for the tsunami to hit. That's what I believe. The Fed seems to believe that too, because they're ready to lower the helicopters and basically dump money on the American people, or they're about to. Do you agree with that? What are the impacts of this?
Number one, I don't have much respect for the Fed. I'm learning more and more every day about the Fed. The Fed is private. It's not federal. It's not public. And I think Trump knows it.
Of course he does.
I think Trump knows it, and I think he's trying to get us out from under the thumb of the Fed. I think, hold on to your socks, man, because this time between now and Election Day is going to be very dangerous and very enlightening, in my opinion. And I'm not a soothsayer by any means. I believe it could be so bad, it could get so bad, that we might be like the people in Iraq that showed a purple finger because they had the courage to vote. I think that we have enough anarchists in this country that are going to try to bully and intimidate people into not voting, going to try to bully and intimidate the country into all mail-in ballots, which is an invitation to fraud and probably the only way they can win. And I think people are going to have to put their big boy and big girl pants on, because from now till November 3rd, and then it won't be a lot easier, God willing, Donald Trump gets reelected, because if he doesn't, I feel like the country's through, so we've got to help him get elected, reelected. But we're going to have to realize that this is like lancing a wound. When you have an ugly, nasty infection, you have to get all the infection out before you can heal. And right now, what we are seeing in this country has been infection that has been festering for decades. Corrupt politicians who have been taking bribes and blackmail, and the level of corruption that we're seeing is overwhelming, but it's been going on for a long time. The reason they want to get rid of Trump is because Trump is an actual realistic end to that kind of business as we know it. And that's why they hate his guts. They want us to hate his guts. They don't hate him. They just want to get rid of him and destroy him so that they can continue doing what they've been doing. And I think it's possible, God willing, that, it's over for them, and they know it. That's why they're going for broke. So get tough, get strong, and defy tyranny. Get people together who you know will defy tyranny, and do it together.
Well, that's the genius of this mask, because on first blush, you don't think that's tyranny. And you got to really think about it for a second. You got to disconnect, and you got to put aside the fear for a second. Then you realize, oh my God, this is satanic. But you, at first blush, you don't see that. I think that's the. I mean, I'll hand it to them. They're pretty darn smart. I mean,
and the people in the front are not the people who thought of this. There are tacticians who've been chopping.
Oh, it's AI. This is AI who thought about this. AI, Google.
Yeah.
They've been algorithming us on Google and Facebook, and AI is calculating all this.
Yeah.
We got to beat AI.
And I also think that a lot of the stuff they do, since Jews are such a teeny weeny tiny population, but people of faith have always been on the front lines and the biggest target to Marxists and communists and Stalinists and what have you.
Correct.
Because, and I learned this the hard way, you know, people of faith answer to a higher authority,
That's their loyalty, where their loyalty
and they
is.
They want to be God in their own universe and in ours. So anybody who has a God above them, they're going to try to put down and destroy, and that's happened for thousands of years.
Karen Cataline, wow, really, that was a fast hour, Karen. Really enjoyed it.
It was. You see, you wind me up, and you let me go, man. But I like the discussion and not just speeches. But people can call into my show on Fridays, Spouting Off, 2 p.m. Friday.
KarenCataline.com. KarenCataline.com. It's been a pleasure. God bless you.
Always good to talk to you. Thank you for letting me run off at the mouth.
Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Thank you for your support, your prayers, your donations. Have a great evening. Hold those that you hold dear, hold them close, and pray, and act, and pick something, pick anything. Stand up. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Is the Spirit of God in you? Then it should be moving you to action right now. That's what I will say. And I bless you that God will do that to you. God bless. See you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.